It happened in the 1900 block of North 22nd Street, a terrible crime to cap off an extraordinarily violent weekend in Philadelphia.
College students, one of them from St. Joseph's University, are hospitalized with bullet wounds tonight.
It is Friday night, and the big story on Action News tonight, more gun violence and two more deaths on the streets of Philadelphia. It apparently began with a young man knocking on the door of his girlfriend's house. The girlfriend's stepfather answered the door. And then police say something went very wrong.
Well, Jim, at this very moment, Kevin Johnson's family is getting ready to disconnect his breathing machines. It is a decision no mother ever wants to make.
It's a scene no one, let alone a 12-year-old little girl, should have to see.
Five homicides and another 13 people wounded over the weekend.
3.5 years ago, Kevin was paralyzed when a group of teenagers stole his favorite Allen Iverson jersey and shot him in his spine.
We're asking for immediate ceasefire in our neighborhoods.
The students were just walking home.
For immediate ceasefire.
Her family is describing her as an independent,
we're asking for immediate,
caring person who is thrilled about becoming a new grandmother.
Ceasefire in our neighborhood.
Two men are dead tonight after a shootout.
Five of them ended in murder. Crime tape went up across the city.
This outburst of violence seemed to go in fits and starts all over town.
Register more than one murder per day in 2006.
Now the people of Philadelphia are pleading for the violence to stop.
This is just so dangerous. But I have to be strong.